Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mary Brown is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is the president and the founder of Imago Creative, which specializes exclusively in helping companies reach women of the baby boom generation. Folks, you've heard us talk about niche marketing. That's what this is, except it's a big niche. The book is called Boom. She's the co-author along with Carol Osborne, and she's our new friend. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thanks.
Boom. And it's the title Boom, folks, is on the cover of three. On the cover, it's overlaying three bags. These are shopping bags, and they've got things in them, Mary, that look like ladies' things. Scarves.
They do,
and there's a nice.
You got to be careful because she doesn't just buy ladies' things.
That's the message. See, I think you should have had a crankcase in there or something.
Yeah, Mary. Right. Well, the publisher knew what she needed to do to sell. So
I got
that's
you.
What got on the cover.
Exactly. Now, you know, I talk to my audience all the time, Mary, about focusing on your niches. Find a niche and find a way to be successful in that niche.
Absolutely.
That's what you guys are doing, isn't it?
That's what I've done, and the results have been not only tremendous, but much more gratifying, because you can really get in there and do a good job, and people are coming to you for what you do.
Well, and you become an expert.
Exactly.
The easiest way to become an expert, the quickest way to become an expert is to focus on one thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, because then you can know that inside and out.
Tell us about these, about your audience. Tell us who they are, tell us how many they are, and why should we care?
Well, the reason we wrote this book was several reasons. One, we really wanted to get the conversation going about this group because there's so many misunderstandings, and we wanted to bust through those stereotypes. You know, let's face it, in the past...
Wait, Mary. Tell us who the group is, in case we didn't get that.
Who the group is?
Yes.
Baby boomer woman.
Right, and she's how old?
She is... Baby boomers is a generation of... a big baby boom between 1946 and 1964. So today that means they're 42 to 60. The first boomer turned 60 this year. And of the boomer generation, there are more women than there are men.
What's the percentage?
It's about 52.
Yeah.
But add on to that the fact that as we age, us boomers, it's unfortunate but true that the men die off sooner than the women.
Mm-hmm. There's a joke in there, Mary, but I'm going to let it go.
Pardon me?
There's a joke in there, but I'm going to let it go.
I'm sure there is.
Go ahead.
So increasingly, as this huge cohort ages, you know, the women increasingly are the larger demographic, the larger percentage within the demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, it's really a lot of it is the compelling part about who these women are is in the math. You know, women in general... they influence 80%, 80 cents of every dollar spent. That might not necessarily mean that she's the one that forks out the money, but she has a great influence in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you add on top of that that the boomer generation at 78 million strong, they're the largest demographic in U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
And... so where this sweet spot converges after we looked at all this information out there is really with this huge bulge in the demographic, the boomers, and the fact that women in general spend influence more of how every dollar is spent. And you really see the sweet spot is the boomer woman.
Well, you know, in my experience, because I'm married to a boomer woman, all your assumptions, all your presumptions are correct.
Yeah. The thing that...
more than 80% of our checkbooks are in her office, not mine.
Yeah. Well, I say 80% on average, but more and more it creeps up to...
well, I make some of the decisions, but I don't make them unilaterally. And
and the thing is, you know, it's not just in stereotypical products that you think would be women-oriented. you know, the computer industry, the financial industry, the auto industry, she's influencing 80% of all the decisions that are made in those expenditures as well.
When I first realized that, when I first learned that and had an understanding of it, Mary, was back in the 80s. In the 80s, there was a time where I worked for a sports magazine, mm-hmm. and we were going to do a tailgating section in the magazine. And I was trying to reach out to the people who sell condiments to sell them advertising for that. And they said, well, how many women read your sports magazine? I said, well, we have a number of women, but obviously, clearly the majority are men. They said, well, men don't buy ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to advertise for condiments for a sporting event, you better be in a women's magazine.
That's absolutely true.
Men don't buy their own underwear, do they?
No. Mine doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's true. It's that kind of thinking that you got to realize that particularly, this is an interesting point, particularly boomer women, they're, you know, between their 40s and 60s, it's really a sort of a sandwich situation, or as someone told me recently, a club sandwich situation, in that they're not just taking care of themselves and their families. Increasingly, they're taking care of their parents and their in-laws, as well as they could still have children at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're influencing not only, you know, their immediate needs, but those of the generation preceding and following.
Don't forget the grandchildren.
And the grandchildren.
Because the boomer women are now grandmas.
Absolutely, and they'll spend anything on their grandchildren.
It's out of control. Trust me. Trust me on that one. It's out of control.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that has to do with, and in the book we go a lot into depth with the sort of value cohorts associated with each generation, because
mm-hmm.
that plays into how you want to understand how to market to a boomer, and a boomer woman in particular. You know, they come from this generation that really valued their kids, and that's being passed on doubly so when they start having their grandkids. They will spend anything on their grandkids.
There was a time when the American consumer could be manipulated. I think those days are gone now, don't you?
Oh, and particularly with her.
Yeah.
She's incredibly savvy to marketing,
mm-hmm.
and she's not going to respond at all to any sort of a hype pitch. In fact, it's going to turn her off. It's really, I mean, this is gets into the book, also talks about the differences in marketing to gender,
mm-hmm.
and how she's
go ahead.
Going to value relationship. In all the marketing, anything that you do that builds a trust and a foundation of a relationship versus a hard sell.
Stand by, Mary. We're going to have to take a quick break. Mary Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a co-author of Boom, and it's all about marketing to baby boomer women. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. Back is 23 after the hour. What an appropriate lead-in. Right, Mary?
You got it.
Mary Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Boom, Marketing to the Ultimate Power Consumer, the Baby Boomer Woman. Today, Mary, Miss Baby Boomer Woman is likely to buy that red dress a lot of different places, isn't she?
Absolutely. And this is where the web is a beautiful thing for her,
mm-hmm.
You know, and marketers thinking that, you know, once you're over 50, you're not online. Huge myth. This lady, the first place she goes when she wants mm-hmm. to research something, online. And
well, she's been online a long time. But here's the thing I want to ask you about, Mary. When you say that, when you say that the woman is online, she wants to be online looking for things to buy that she and her family and her business needs, a lot of traditional businesses, not your typical online business, but a lot of traditional businesses
mm-hmm.
are saying, but I don't like that. You know, she should be shopping with hometown folks. What you're not saying that she's not. Doesn't want to go to hometown websites. You're
absolutely
just saying
not.
That she wants to shop online. She could be at your website.
Absolutely.
If you have one.
Yep. It's all about the relationship. And, you know, she's just as likely to comparison shop at Home Depot as she is at the local hardware store.
Mm-hmm. But she wants to be able to. And what I tell people, Mary, is even if you aren't ready to do to put an e-commerce site up, if you're a local business and you're looking for local customers and you know, put your catalog up, put your inventory, put your products up online so that at least she can go there and see what you have. And
to know
whether it's worth her time to come down to your store and check it out.
Absolutely. It's all about making it easier for her.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the first place she goes is online.
Right. What are some other things that we need to know about baby boomer women?
I think that you need to realize, I'll keep sound like a broken record, but don't assume the stereotypes. I mean, these women between 40 and 60, I just read a recent study that said folks between the ages of 50 and 54 go through so many more life stage changes at a higher volume than any other age. You have to understand that she's going through, she could be a 47-year-old grandmother or a 47-year-old mom with toddler at home. So it's even though we talk about the boomer woman as a niche, in a way that's sort of, it's quite silly because it's a huge niche, and there's a lot of variables within it. So just don't assume that you're going to base your marketing on a stereotypical image of a mm-hmm. middle-aged woman.
Well, and these days, when a woman walks into your store, she might be, as you say, a young mother. I mean, maybe not so young, but as you say,
right.
a middle-aged mother of an infant, or she may be an executive in a company or the owner of a very successful small business, and maybe all three of those. I'll give you an example. One of my friends is a highly successful founder of a national business. And she's got grown children, and she recently adopted a small child.
Right.
Nothing.
And she
nothing.
Could be also just recently remarried too.
Presumptions are dangerous, aren't they?
They're definitely, particularly with this crowd.
Yeah.
So, my motto here is just the more you can segment down and really understand who your customer is, the more successful you're going to be connecting with them.
If you're a man who owns a business, if you're a man mm-hmm. who runs, you're influenced, you feel like that men are mostly influential in your business, what would mm-hmm. you say to them about dealing with women?
I think that they need to come into this century, first of all, and realize that, you know, let's face it, the boomer woman, she was raised, you know, with feeling self-actualized and empowered. And you've got to realize that this is the woman who she's hitting middle age and negotiating her midlife in ways completely different than her mother or the previous mm-hmm. generation. So mm-hmm. thinking that she's wearing her little cardigan and is negotiating 50 like her mom did.
Don't let her attractive sweater set fool you, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Should men be worried about all this you're talking about, Mary?
I don't think worried is the right thing. I think it's a very exciting time.
Okay.
You know, what could
but
be
if
better
they, if
than
they, if they're still in the 20th century, they should be worried, there, aren't they?
Absolutely. Those guys, yes, they should be worried.
They're dinosaurs, aren't they?
At least if they want to make money,
yeah,
they should be worried.
If they want to do business with half of the largest generation in the history of the United States, they should be worried, shouldn't they?
Absolutely.
And it's not going to change either, is it?
No, it's not going to change at all. It's, we're not going to go backwards.
Let me tell you another reason, Mary. We only got about a half minute. Another reason why I think it's good to invest in the information you're talking about, because the boomer echo, the echo boomers, I should say, the very youngest yep. generation, they may be as large as 100 million.
Yeah, they are coming.
They're going to be
strong.
Larger.
I mean, boomers still are the ones that are the more affluent and have the careers and have the money to spend. But once those echo boomers hit that, where they've got their own discretionary income,
right.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. May I give us your website, please?
Website is www.imago.com.
And they can find out more about the book there?
Absolutely. You can download the first chapter free.
And the book is available wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely.
It's called Boom, B-O-O-M, by Mary Brown and Carol Orbison. Osborne. Sorry. Couldn't get it out. It's a hard word. It's like Blasting Game. It's hard to say. Thank you very much, Mary, for being here. Congratulations on the book. quick break. Right back with Paul Casey right after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.